Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Ecosexual professor wants you to have sex with Earth is the WorldNet Daily headline. There's a bunch of photographs in this story, and I had to delete them all because they're all vile. And this is written by Chelsea Schilling. Your next assignment to class is to have sex with the Earth. Yes, that's right. You can essentially roll in the mud, make passionate love to a hulking tree, or even pursue a long-term romantic relationship with the ocean. You know, I used to joke about this, calling environmentalists the radical Marxist environmentalists, frog-licking, tree-humping wackos. I never actually thought that someone would take tree-humping literally or figuratively. Apparently they have. It's all part of an eco-sex trend exploding on Google searches in the last year, thanks in part to Professor Elizabeth Stephens, who teaches at the University of California at Santa Cruz. The movement involves a combination of art, sex, and environmentalism. Stephens, who was also chairwoman of the art department at the California State-funded University, has been filmed in documentaries or eco-sex flicks, actually doing the deed with nature. I must say, saying hello to our Facebook Live audience today, I never imagined that there would come a time when people would actually have abusive sexual relationships with peace lilies. I wonder how the peace lily feels about this. The tree-hugging professor isn't merely into hugging trees. In the 2013 film Goodbye Golly Mountain, an eco-sexual love story, she and her female partner massage river rocks, lick trees, frolic naked in a stream, and slather mud on one another. This just sounds like a bunch of misguided, possibly neurotic or psychologically damaged weirdos who want to just frolic about naked in the wilderness and don't want anyone to be able to complain about it. No, no, you can't say anything about it. We're eco-sexual. Now, again, people that say that, well,
you know, you just need to grant all the privileges and love that is necessary to make homosexuals, gay people, feel needed and wanted and loved and blah, blah, blah.
You're not loving them by telling them that their mortal sin is appropriate, it's okay, and to continue it. That's not love. That's an act of hate. That's violence. It's the exact opposite. Now, I don't know if it's mortally sinful to do a tree or a rock. There's this bit I used to play. Yeah, that's right, Maggie O'Connell. What if the tree did not consent to the act? Is it rape? You stand accused. I'm not going to go here, but if you want to make jokes up on your own about these women having relations with trees, and one of the species of trees being a pussy willow, I leave that up to your fertile imagination. I'm not going there. I remember, though, this bit that Penn Teller, Penn Jillette did. It's part of the Penn and Teller series that they did, where they went out and they found, I think I have the soundbite somewhere. They went out and they found this woman who was one of these. It might have even been this woman.
I have my 2 cents here. There's a white oak.
Yeah.
You might start getting to this.
White or wide?
White oak.
White oak, okay.
You also have hardwood. You know, it can get really bad.
I'm not. Maybe those terms were.
Maybe those terms were here with the white oak.
That's right. Maybe those terms were invented by people who knew eco-sex was going on. Hmm? Hmm? How about a fresca? Anyways, there's this Penn and Teller bit. I'm searching for it to see if I find it. And this woman goes, like, you know, rocks can be very sensual. And they're filming her. And she walks down to the end of her driveway and said, now, look, this. Here it is. I actually found it. Oh, you got it here. Folks, I haven't played this digital media file in like a decade. But, you know, hey, this is the perils of live radio. Since you people obstinately and I think very cruelly refuse my entreaties to call this program, I have to fill the time up as I am able.
That's not a river rock. It's a driveway rock.
And you'll notice, you see that
it's a hysterical bit because she's talking about how sensual and beautiful this rock is. And she's walking down the driveway and she picks one up. And I can't remember if she licks it or what she does with it. And that's when he jumps in and goes, that's not a river rock. It's a driveway rock. My telephone number here on the Mike Church Show, part of the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth, from radio size speakers, 844-527-8723. The tree hugging professor is it merely into hugging trees? In the 2013 film Goodbye Gauley Mountain, an eco-sexual love story. She and her female partner massage river rocks, lick trees, frolic naked in a stream, and slather mud on one another. Stevens is now working on Water Makes Us Wet, an eco-sexual adventure. According to the College Fix, Water Makes Us Wet is set to debut in Germany this week. Someone is going to pay to watch this film. For less than it costs to gift a membership to a friend, family member, business associate, or enemy in our Mission 300, 300 gift memberships must be given out, purchased and assigned by next Friday. Close the bid is next Friday. The following is a trailer for Stevens' Goodbye Gauley Mountain. And then she links to the trailer. I'm not going to. It says this film has been edited, but contains eco-sexual content that may offend some readers. In June, UC Santa Cruz announced that Stevens and performance artist Annie Sprinkle, get it, offered an eco-sex walking tour. Come experience 25 ways to make love to the earth, raise awareness of environmental issues, learn eco-sexercises, find e-spots, and climax with the planetary female body part inserted here. You might discover that you are ecosexual, too. No, I'm pretty sure I'm going to discover that you're just a deranged sicko. That's what I'm going to discover. We see, folks, this is where all this stuff leads. It ultimately leads to justification. And it's a false justification because you can't be justified in using the marital act and using it on inanimate or with inanimate, even if they're organic, inanimate objects. It would still be a mortal sin in the same way it would be for, well, you get it. And that wasn't the only taxpayer-funded hanky-panky happening at UC Santa Cruz under Stevens' leadership. You see what you're paying for your children to go and learn. See that? Stevens helped host an eco-sex symposium at the university on the 18th and 19th of May with workshops on decolonizing settler sexuality and academic freedom in an eco-sex-phobic world. Is there nothing that will escape the prejudice, the perverted desires of the demonic? I just think this woman's just absolutely, I mean, describe her like Nancy Pelosi. She's just 100% bat crazy. What do they call a bat Buana, right? Just absolutely 100% Buana crazy. Bat Buana crazy. This symposium announcement on decolonizing on academic freedom in an eco-sex phobic world. Does that make me an eco-sex phobe? Am I an, you're just an eco-sexophobic. Well, if you mean I don't think we ought to be having relations with oak trees and other hardwoods, yeah. The symposium announcement stated, quote, join us for a multidisciplinary gathering to explore our relationships with the environment and social justice. Now, you see there, right there, Logic 101 would just cure you of this. Social. The root words of the term social put people in communication with one another. That's what it begins in the house in the ancient Greek. That's the etymology of social. If we're talking about peace lilies and water lilies and oak trees and whatever other eco sex devices these people, these women are deranged in their derangement and delusion or fantasizing over, they can socialize. If there's more than one of them, the plants can't. But let's go ahead now and try and normalize eco-sex behavior. As better church, please. It was not harming you. Again, if you really think that the marital act can be used in an ecosystem, heaven help you.